Now it's time to talk Valley Falls boys basketball here in our locker room chats. Joining us now is the head coach of the Dragons, Caleb Gatzemeyer. Well, Valley Falls continuing to roll right along. Two good wins we've last talked. Good win on Friday at Jeff County North, a tough place to go and win, but a 57-47 win for the Dragons. And then on Tuesday night, a 69-31 win over McClough. So, Coach, two more good wins for your guys. Well, going back to Friday, that was a game where you really had to grind that one out again. I know it was close all the way up to the fourth quarter before your guys eventually pulled away. So what was just your overall thoughts on that win?
You know, JC, and give them credit. They played extremely hard. I thought both teams did. We got off to a hot start. I think we were up 8-1 in the first moments of the game. But they settled in and made some shots. And it was a pretty epic battle, back and forth. Several lead changes, several big shots made by both teams. And it wasn't until the fourth quarter that we kind of took control and took over and started getting the loose balls and did a great job stepping to the foul line and knocking free throws down. I think we were 6 for 7 in the fourth quarter alone. And Avery and Dylan both came to play. They had 18 points apiece. And Zach was right there with 12 points. And just overall, we shared the ball well and came away with a big win and a tough place to play.
Yeah, and then on Tuesday night, you followed it up with a good win against McClough, 69-31. You've had some big scoring outputs by some of your guys as of late. I know Avery Gatzemeyer, as you mentioned, he had 18 against Jeff County North and another 20-piece against McClough on Tuesday night. What are you seeing from him now scoring the basketball? He's kind of come on a little bit.
He's done a good job the last couple games. But it's been his teammates finding him in spots. He did a great job of making basket cuts last night, getting out transition, stuff like that. Any given night, our guys, it could be any of the guys stepping up, and that's what's so dangerous about this team. We continue to roll, and we're doing it on the defensive end, which is a big part of what we do.
Yeah, and unfortunately now your guys have been hit with a quarantine. You won't be able to play Friday against Moramount Academy. A chance to come back, though, next week and play in that Oskaloosa Invitational. So right now, Coach, though, a chance for guys to kind of get off their feet a little bit and recharge the batteries. What do you look at and just kind of your overall thoughts now of this situation being put in place?
It's one of those things. Didn't really affect us last year. We only had one game where we had one guy miss last year. I think everybody's hitting it, getting hit with it right now. And we just got to do our best to, maybe get our legs under us a little bit, take a few days off to relax, and then just, come back next week and hopefully we get to play this tournament, because that's the good thing about next week. We're getting to play, some teams we know, but we were going to get to play Rossville, who we haven't seen, and either seeing somebody from the other side that we haven't seen yet. So I'm excited for that opportunity, but I just hope we get healthy and be ready to go next week.
Well, Coach, with that, congratulations again on this 9-0 start to the year, and hope everyone can get back healthy. But good luck here, and get everybody back healthy, and hopefully we'll be able to talk to you after some games next week.
All right, I appreciate you, Johnny. Take it easy, man.
All right, Coach, thank you. Caleb Gatzemeyer, the head coach of the Valley Falls boys, joining us on our locker room chats here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.